This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Someone asked, why was the Bible written in such a hodgepodge of ideas? Why didn't God just give us some commands to go by, like the Ten Commandments, so that we'd really know if we're doing His will or not? Well, the answer to that is that we need to understand some things. God, in His infinite wisdom, wrote the Bible as He saw fit. What men often think is too difficult or makes no sense at all makes perfect sense when we handle the Bible correctly and, well, as 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 says, rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible fits like a glove when you handle it correctly. Every part of it matches with every other part. There are no contradictions. Man is the author of contradiction. He is the author of confusion, not God. That's what we read in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. Man makes the Bible difficult by not searching the Scriptures to learn what God wants us to do. Everyone's obligation is to study the Bible. The Lord told the Jews in John 5:39, search the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The people of Berea were commended because they searched the Scriptures daily, Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. The word of Christ is to dwell in us, according to Colossians 3:16. Men err when they don't know the Bible. Jesus rebuked people for not reading and learning and studying in Mark chapter 12 and verse 10. Even though Timothy had known the Scriptures since he was a child, he was still told to give attendance to reading. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13. Hebrew Christians everywhere were reproached for not knowing enough to teach others. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. Way back in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 20 and verses 3 through 17, we find where God gave a list of commandments, 10 of them in number. He gave them to the Israelites. However, they failed in keeping them. The New Testament, on the other hand, has commandments scattered throughout its pages. Our obligation is to search them out and do them, obey them, according to the commands of the Lord. We can know the truth. That's what Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32. The Bible can be understood, Ephesians 3 and verse 4. It was written that men might believe, and believing they might have life through His name, John 20 and verse 31. It takes diligent effort to find that pearl of great price. Nothing worth value comes easy. One must totally surrender their whole life to God's way in doing His will. No one will go to heaven by accident. It takes deliberate, determined effort to go there. I can't answer as to why God did what He did in writing the Bible as He did. I cannot answer as to why God didn't give us a list such as 1, 2, 3. But the list is there just the same. It's in the New Testament. It's our job to rightly divide it, to dig it out, study and learn it, and then live by it. And give God glory and honor every day of our lives. Why question God? God is infinite. God is loving. God is wise. He gave it to us so we might search it out and then do His blessed will and then be saved in the end. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.